This is
For a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammadul Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about psychological diseases and mental peace and how we can achieve mental peace by satisfaction and submission to the will of Allah and what role religion has in our social life, what role the faith in God has to help us, to save us from all the psychological diseases and anxieties that the modern man possess today. Some imagine that they have come into this world to enjoy its pleasures without any restraints. And when they confront a reality that is contrary to their conceptions, they often complain and blame the world. In the order of things, they blame the world, the order of things, and their own situation. They blame everything and anything. Have you seen those people, dear brothers and sisters? They live in our surrounding areas. They live in our surroundings. They live in our houses. They might be family members or relatives. They might even be those we call energy vampires. Blaming everything and anything. In the same way as water extinguishes fire, our own misfortunes and hardships are forgotten. When we pay attention to the miseries and misfortunes of others and reflect upon them. But there are some people who imagine that they are the victims of all the misery and grief that there is, and that hard times do not give them a moment's relief. Even if they would, for a couple of minutes, just reflect upon those who live in much horrendous ways, in a much worse state than they themselves live in, they would have resolved all these issues and they would have become much happier. And that's what the Prophet and the Imams have taught us. When you are in hardship, look upon those who live much, much more worse than you. And you will see that your mentality, your thoughts would change instantly. Look upon those who are misfortune. Look upon those who do not have some body organs that you have. Look upon those who are poorer than you, who do not have food for the day. Do not look upon those who have a better condition. That won't help you. You should only look upon those who are better than you in piety and taqwa, God-fearing. But when it comes to health, wealth, those aspects, material aspects of life, those are the aspects that you should look upon those who are more misfortune than you are. When we pay attention to the miseries and misfortunes of others and reflect about them, we see that our condition is not that bad after all. But there are some people who imagine that they are the victims of all the miseries of the world, and those hard times do not give them a moment's relief. They would have a quiet moment for themselves. And if they were to have a different opinion about others, and imagine that they are always prosperous and happy and face no hardship in life, you will see that many things would have changed.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The set of mind has to be changed. So if we, dear brothers and sisters, just sit down for a moment and reflect, or if we write those things down on a sheet of paper, we would see that the things that we are worried about are nothing but minor obstacles for us to reach our goals. If we would have changed our opinion, have a more positive approach to life, and imagine that we are always prosperous and we are always happy and face no hardship in life, then, dear brothers and sisters, the whole universe would come forth and gather itself to help you. The great extent of one's expectations also leads one to become a constant victim of sorrow and distress. You might have expectations, but those expectations should not be so great, so big, that you would transform or become a constant victim of sorrow and distress. Always be moderate in your expectations. And the ideal is to not have any expectations at all. Do your best and let it go. Let it be in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hard. It is not just something that you could say. You have to experience it. I can't sit here in the radio station and say that it is easy. Sure, I can say these sentences very easily, but it is another ball game when you really feel it with all your being. That you let it go when the obstacles and difficulties of life approaches you or comes towards you like a tsunami. You let it go and you put it in the hands of Allah. No one has said that it is easy. It is hard, but we have to work on ourselves. Those who are realistic in their outlook consider an immoderate amount of wealth to be an obstacle to happiness and mental peace, happiness and wretchedness. Peace and anxiety have their own particular criterion, in which wealth, position, and prestige do not play any role. There are narrow-minded rich persons in this world who go hungry despite all their riches and who do not know any comfort. And there are many poor people who lament on account of their poverty. As a subtle poet once said, alas, that the golden cup of self-contentment was turned into a beggar's bowl by our expectations. Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, no treasure is as plentiful as contentment, and no wealth can overcome the feeling of being wretched and destitute to the extent of contentment. Rida. The one who is not greedy and is content with the income that meets the needs of his life has procured the means of his well-being and mental peace. Also, in the opinion of researchers in the fields of man's psychic life, a high level of expectations is a source of anxiety and dissatisfaction, whereas the observance of moderation and contentment gives mental peace and security. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is on I need. So I need. So I need. All I need. Oh. Love is all I need.